Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
What is the solution, though, when we talk about, okay, you walk in to the classroom and you cannot have your cell phone with you? Right. Is it they need to be off the desk? They need to be in the book bag? Do we have a collection bin at the front of the room where everybody has to put their phone on silent and put it in the bin? Should they not even be allowed on school grounds? Obviously, that would vary by district, by state. But what does that look like? I mean, I know for me, when my daughters, and they're only in fifth grade, but when they're holding this, they don't hear me. They don't see me. Mm-hmm. They don't even know I'm alive. I mean, they are so caught up in this. And some of that's my fault, obviously. Well, it's mostly my wife's fault. I'll take a look at it. But, I mean, this is a device that obviously they tune out and they get so zoned into TikTok. And I'm not saying that a kid shouldn't be able to, when he's walking from second period to third period and going from history right. to algebra 2, not be able to be on their phone for that five-minute walk.
No, they don't want that, Nick.
What's the solution?
They don't. In the private schools, they say you can have it either in your backpack off, but if we catch you with it in the hall, at lunch,
right.
we need you to just park it in the office.
Can we bring, I'm all serious, can we bring your son up here? David, come here.
Up here.
Let's bring him on to actually ask somebody who's in. He's a senior, right?
He's a senior.
You're a senior at Germantown
Academy.
This is going to be tough on this guy.
He is putting on the spot. Now, David is the one who just was the male star in Mamma Mia, but he's also a star athlete, football player.
I've seen him play football
Olympian.
Because Seamus Knox is my neighbor, so,
yeah,
I've seen him play football. So, you're obviously a great athlete, too. So, you're in school. What do you think about cell phones in school?
GA is actually like kind of banning them. You know what I mean? You can't have them other than like a house space, which kind of sucks. I like having my phone everywhere. But I get it.
Look at this. By the way, this is your audition.
Because I
know.
That was a perfect answer. He straddled both worlds. This guy running for office, John.
Now,
I like it.
This is the
he gets it, but he doesn't.
This is the future broadcast journalist here, correct?
I know.
This is your audition.
Yeah.
By the way, Soccer's going to record this tape and go back and analyze it. You might be the next overnight.
You know, people have done, let me just say this, people have done a husband and wife radio teams. Nobody's ever done a mother and son radio team. I'm just telling you. We might be onto something.
Who needs Mika and Joe when you have Dawn and David?
888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Rich Zioli manning the phones. Is he doing a good job? Is Zioli doing a good job?
I don't even see him.
David.
He might be doing a television hit.
All right, Greg, we got a shout out to Tim Gillespie, called in with a $1,000 donation.
Yay!
Way to go, Tim.
Woo!
Also attending the Travis Mannion Foundation golf outing on the 28th of April.
Wow, it's amazing. Also, let me thank Elizabeth from Maryland, who donated $100. She gets up. She says, Kale and Company, get me out of bed every morning. So thank you, Elizabeth from Maryland. Doug from Phoenixville, say muskrat. He gave $20. Johnny Z, our buddy, Johnny Z from Mulligan's. He donated $500. So Johnny,
all right, Johnny, thank you.
We're going to be down there this summer again, right? So
that's what I hear.
That's what I hear. Mulligan's down there in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's a great spot. It's become your clubhouse where you do Dom Day.
Summer White House.
The Summer White House. So you don't like cell phones in high school because your mom can reach you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
It's not really about your glucose. It's about making sure that you're really...
David, are you paying attention?
I know she'll call me and I'll be like, Mom, I'm in class. I'm sorry.
You call him in class?
I'm the problem.
Oh, God. God. Joey Faye, join the chat, man.
There he is, Joey.
How are you,
Joey?
Dude?
Going on? It's good to be back.
We got to get this guy some headphones so we can hear everything.
Yeah.
Right. He's a well-oiled machine here. Why do we do that? Let me just mention this.
Stay right up to the
microphone. If you are watching here on YouTube, we have a copy of Letters to Trump.
Wow.
This is the beautiful coffee table book that Don Jr. signed, I believe, when we had the event out in, where were we in Jersey for that?
Collingswood.
Collingswood.
Yeah.
Thanks, Don.
We have 15 of these. And they go for a minimum of $250 apiece. So if you'd love the Donald Trump Jr. autographed copy of Letters to Trump, 15 of these right now, minimum donation, $250, 888-845-1210, the number, 888-845-1210.
Okay, so this just in. It's 9:20. You know 9:20. I love 9:20. I love the listeners at 9:20 in the morning.
Is it better than 9:19?
Way better than 9:19. Wait, 9:19 low energy. 9:20 the best. All we need for this hour is $8,800. Okay, so
David, you got some cash, kid.
Please be generous. Rich Zioli is manning the phones as we speak. You can speak to him. $8,800 this hour. That's all we're asking for. If you can do that, 888-845-1210, 888-845-1210. All the money goes to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Please call in. Please be generous. 888-845-1210. $8,800 this hour. Every little bit helps, but please call now.
That is correct. And right now we do have Joey Faye with us, United States Marine Corps veteran.
Why don't we take a break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Why don't we take a break and we'll come back on the other side and talk to Joey. David, you stay here and hang out because I like your jib.
Uh-oh. All right,
young man. Dawn, talk to us about Natural Lawn.
Yes, because Natural Lawn of America, my lawn care company, you know, when you're choosing that lawn care service, seriously, Larry and I, we shopped around, and we thought it made sense for sure to hire a company that provides better results, is safer for the family, for the pets, when my David rolls around in the grass, just kidding.
He's 18 years old. Mom! Oh, God.
No, seriously. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all the harsh chemicals.
Listen, David, blink twice if you need help.
He blinked four times.
At Natural Lawn, they use the environmentally friendly products. They're going to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. Organic fertilizers, safer weed and insect controls. And they make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. So here's the thing I want you to do. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. Get free seeding every year, which I love this. They do the free seeding in the fall, of course, because that's when you would do it. Plus the free seeding, Natural Lawn, 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED. Here's the thing. It is specialized and customized for every single lawn. You get a write-up. And they don't bother you. They leave it on your door. You get the write-up. Remember last year I had like the hairy buttercrisp? I don't know what the heck it was, but my husband still teases me. But they see the little weed. They do the emergent. They do the control. And it's very customized to each and every lawn. So that's what I love about it. Your lawn deserves the best. Call the best. Choose my lawn care company for years now. Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Natural Lawn of America, 800 free seed. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the
free Odyssey app.
Travis Manion, and his famous saying was before he went, and this was his, you know, second tour of duty where he was in an Eagles game. It's a famous story. You'll hear his sister Ryan talk about it later. Gives me chill bumps just thinking about it when he said, "If not me, then who?" So he answered the call. I'm just asking you right now, please, can you just make the call? 888-845-1210. This is so important. And you know what? Sometimes when you give, you're the one who gets the real gift. Whether you want $10, $1,000, whatever that looks like, there's so many options, maybe a monthly. And I see Rich Cioli taking your calls right now, and he's leaning over. He's got the bad foot from surgery. He's like, God bless him. But I want you to call 888-845-1210. Make the call in honor right now of Lieutenant Travis Manion.
Some shout-outs here. William from Cherry Hill donated $100. Andy from Doylestown. My buddy Andy from Doylestown, $200. Wow, Karen from Virginia Beach. We have listeners all over the place.
Yeah, we do.
It's amazing.
Odyssey app.
$50. Marie from Huntington Valley donates every year. She donated $100. And our buddy Amit from Philadelphia donated $100. Thank you. Every little bit helps.
And Eddie's mom, Kat, you know who you are. $200 donation. Thank you.
We have United States Marine Corps veteran Joey Fay with us. Woo-hoo! Good to see you again, buddy. How you doing?
It's great to be back. I love being in here. You guys are so much fun. And as I was walking up, I heard Tim Gillespie called in, and he donated.
Yep.
Great guy, great mentor, and it's fun to hear the people that are calling in. Please keep them coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to be a part of this from the radio perspective. It's another thing to be a veteran and 5 years after returning to the United States, you decide to be a mentor or work with TMF. But you specifically knew Travis Manion and also Brendan Looney. So tell us about how that story emanated.
So Travis was a shipmate of mine, you know, at the Naval Academy, and so was Brendan. Both phenomenal guys. Got to know them at Navy. I got to spend some time with Travis in the Marines as well. We both did something we call Mojave Viper together, which is a training exercise you do right before you deploy. And I always talk about Travis because I was, you know, I deployed with a battalion of infantry Marines, right? It's about the safest group you can roll in with. You know, there's a great book out there called The Strongest Tribe. And it's about like, hey, when you roll in with a battalion of Marines, you're the strongest tribe pretty much anywhere you go. But Travis was going over as a MIT teammate, which means he was rolling with four or five guys that were going to be embedded with Iraqi forces. And, you know, that's a scary thing to do. It's, you know, the fact that he volunteered for it just speaks to his honor and what he really believed in. The if not me, then who mentality. And so I remember sitting with him in Mojave Viper and talking about that's crazy. And he said, it's what I got to do. So he means a lot.
You know, so many words come to mind, passion, productivity, leadership, but then you have the word character, and you host an introduction to character at the Naval Academy on an annual basis on behalf of TMF and all the fallen veterans and heroes and friends. What is that like for you once a year?
That's awesome. You know, and if I have a chance to bring my kids with me, I bring them just so they can see the discipline and what goes on at Plebe Summer. But
it's just like Dawn with her son, the discipline.
We're going to get him in the Marines before this is over.
This is my fear.
Are you in?
He's in. He's in.
Well, it's either go fight for your country or have your mom keep texting you.
You just got to do it either way.
Exactly right.
Are you in the jungle?
Make mom, sure I'm in the desert. Of glucose.
David, make sure you have SPF 50 on.
Dawn would not be the first mom who's angry with me for converting their son into the Marines.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, going down to the Naval Academy, it's great that they allow the Travis Manion Foundation to present that introduction to character. I was honored when I got to start doing it a few years ago. I've been doing it every year except for, I think, a COVID year or two. And it's just really a great opportunity to not only talk about character and what it means, but to also talk about examples of people like Travis and others who have paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
I'm sorry, I'm listening to Rich Cioli answer the phone saying, Burger King, how can I help you?
Domino's, can you please hold?
888-845-1210. Please call now. Rich Cioli manning the phones. He was actually supposed to, like, you know, be on the panel this hour, but he's doing a great job on the phone. So 888-845-1210 if you want to talk to Rich.
And it's amazing, too, because he's not even mic'd up and you can still hear him.
It's true. It's true.
Which is very wild.
It's unbelievable.
So, Joey, let's talk a little bit about your time. Second lieutenant in the Marine Corps upon graduation from the Naval Academy, active duty until 2009. You had active duty where you served with the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. You were deployed to Fallujah, Iraq in 2005. I know we chatted. This is probably about 2 months ago. You can get the podcast on the Odyssey app if you missed it. But what was your call, not only to join TMF upon return, but what drove you to serve your country in the first place?
Yeah, we talked a little about this last time, and I say I had a grandfather that was had the same name as me, Richard Joseph Fay. I'm a middle name guy, so everyone knows me as Joey. But my grandfather was a Marine, World War II Marine. I never met him, but he was on Guadalcanal with 2-7, the battalion that I ultimately went to. And my uncle was also a Marine, Gulf War veteran, and also was a crew chief for HMX-1. Took me to the White House to see Reagan when I was a kid. Was a really cool experience, and I think all that stuff played a role in me wanting to be a Marine. And also, the Marine Corps does great marketing, and I told you guys before that, you know, I had the poster over my bed of that, you know, that tough guy with the knife and all that stuff, and I liked that as a kid. Plus, I was into Rambo and Commando,
yeah.
And so I kind of thought I want to go be that guy. And I told you this before. I learned very quickly, you know, at TBS, it became very apparent that every Marine is a rifleman, every Marine is a teammate, and that the Rambos of the world, you know, they're very rare. I mean, maybe there's a few that exist, they're not. That's not what we're really about. We're really about that team mentality and working together and combined arms and all that. So so that's what drove me to become a Marine. I did go over with 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. I was an adjutant, which is a strange billet. I was actually kind of like a quasi-legal officer. I was responsible for money. I was responsible for any kind of any prisons that we had, or, you know, detainee operations, legal stuff when we were sending folks to Abu Ghraib, you know, to get tried. So it was a really interesting opportunity and really set me up for a good post-military civilian career, because it had a lot to do with writing and talking and dealing with difficult situations. But I think the most fun I had was probably operating with interpreters, which are very unique people, patriots in their own right, mostly Iraqis, who kind of felt like working with the Marines and the Army and the Air Force and the Navy was the right thing to do for their country. And that those are some stories that are really valuable.
888-845-1210. Please call now. Rich Dioli, manning the phones. 888-845-1210. This is the 1210 WPHE Travis Mannion Radiothon. I want to just give a shout-out. Amit Azule. $1,500.
Whoa!
Come on,
wow.
Amit.
Thank you,
buddy. If you want a playlist or something like that, you can have it for that kind of donation. Thank you very much, Steven, who had to put that he's a fan of Greg Stocker. There's very few of those. So thank you, Steven. He donated $100. Lisa donated $125. Rocco. Oh, Rocco got the Letters to Trump book for $250.
Well, there you go.
So thank you, Rocco.
14 more to go. We still have 14 copies of Letters to Trump if you want it, autographed by Don Jr.
David donated $50, and Tuna Fang donated $1,000. By the way, Tuna Fang's real name is Al. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Tuna Fang, for the generous donations. Where are we at, like, as far as how much more do we need this hour? $5,000. Okay, we need $5,000 in 20 minutes. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
We can do that? Yeah. 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. We need $5,000 before the 10 o'clock hour. Please be generous. Please call in now. Rich Dioli manning the phone, saying, hello, this is Burger King. How can I help you? 888-845-1210.
McDonald's.
Please make sure you call right now. $5,000 in 20 minutes. All the money goes to the Travis Mannion Foundation. We get none of it. This is a labor of love. We love doing this 13 hours every year to raise money for the great Travis Mannion Radiothon.
And let's not bury the lead here. Greg Stocker now has another fan.
A fan!
I mean, it's a total of five, but, you know, like the Marines. What was the old commercial, Joey? The few, the proud, the Marines.
That's right.
The few, the proud, the fans of Greg Stocker. 888-845-1210. We'll continue on. 1210 WPHT Radiothon, benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation. It is presented by Edelman's Coins 888-845-1210 as we roll on here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, Jonathan. Good morning.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Oh, this is awesome. So you're just telling Joey and Greg and Dom sharing the story. Can you just give us the background?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy. So my grandfather Marvin started the company in 1953. Prior to that, he was in World War II. He was in the Flying Tigers. And his unit, or he was a genius, so when they took the test, he realized he had 156 IQ and realized he probably shouldn't be digging trenches. So they put him in charge of the second radar station introduced in the Japanese theater of war. And he fought in the China-India-Burma theater. And the Japanese wanted to take this unit out. He was in the type of situations that movies are made out of. He unfortunately 80% of his unit was killed. I remember him telling me that he went to war with 57 men and came back with 12. And he was a tough guy, and you could see the tears in his eyes even decades and decades later. There's a story. There's actually a book written about him. From Orphan to Patriarch: The Story of an American Jew, and talks about how he was an orphan. And it goes through his entire life. And the war was a big part of the book. And one of the stories in the book was he actually, unfortunately, got separated from his unit as he's walking through the jungle. Japanese soldier jumped out of the bushes, hit him in the face with the butt of his gun, knocked all his teeth out, or all his front teeth out. He hit the ground and literally shot the guy right in the head and killed him. So, I mean, like, he had stories that were...
It's like a movie.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something out of like a horror movie.
It's a different breed, too. It's a different breed of human. Like, honestly, like that's a special person.
It's so true. And something we've talked about, Jonathan, because my grandpa, John Schuett, so we never knew, like he never talked at Purple Heart, Iwo Jima, 20 USMC. If you know the history, like talk about his entire unit. He was one of the few who came back, had shrapnel. We never even knew he was in pain most of his life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because of what you're saying. Did your grandpa, did he talk about it?
So, you know, when I was young, he didn't really talk about it much because I was born in 75. So when I was young, it was still, I guess it was too fresh, even though it was 30 years later. He really didn't start to talk about it until towards the end of his life. I think he couldn't deal with it. And I don't blame him. I mean, he had shrapnel on his head. He had all fake teeth in the front. He had shrapnel on his leg. But as he got older, he could start to laugh about things. I'll never forget. He was a big fried chicken guy. He was born in Georgia. And he takes me out for fried chicken. I'm like 15 years old. And we were very close. And he bites into his chicken. And he goes, uh-oh. And he pulls his chicken away. His teeth were in the chicken. So as he got older, he kind of like learned. He kind of learned to like laugh about it. It was, you could tell his stuff. I mean, I remember my grandmother telling me that, you know, for the first couple of years when he was back, he would wake up sometimes screaming in the middle of the night on the floor, screaming, they're coming, flailing his arm like he was throwing a grenade.
Wow.
So it was you kind of think to yourself, like, I can't even imagine going through it. And if you would see him, he was just a, you know, 5'9", 5'10", very unassuming, you know, normal-looking guy. He wasn't a big, scary guy. He was always a gentleman. But he had been through it. It was really amazing.
And so, Joe, you know, the thing about it is, when we're talking to Joey about this, is you think about Travis Manion and the foundation, Jonathan, you know, I just wonder for you if it brings us all together somehow, whether we served. I mean, obviously you, Joey, somebody who serves in the Marines, or somebody like us, where Grandpa was a war hero.
Yeah.
Does that kind of bring you closer within the community? What does Travis Manion mean to you?
I mean, I think it should bring us all together. I mean, this to me, any we try to hire a lot of former veterans because one of the things I love about them is they don't make excuses. These guys are special. They just get it done. And you know, I think we owe them. You know what I mean? Whether you went to war and didn't come back, or you went to war and you did come back, or even if you just served and you never served in combat, we owe you. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, we owe you. Because I never served. So to me, any of these guys, they have a special respect for me. I respect the guy who's in the military probably more than I do a doctor or lawyer, because they've been through worse.
Beautifully said.
I just think we owe them, and we should show that. And to me, anything they need, they should get.
You know? Jonathan Cairns, thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for making my water hot again.
So most important thing.
Go ahead, Stensland.
Because, you know, with teenage boys, that's all you want is a lot of nice hot water. Not, right?
Yeah. I have four of those, so I get it.
You know.
They stay in the shower a long time.
888-845-1210. We hope you call. Jonathan, love you. My neighbor, my friend. Thank you. My guy.
Thanks for having me, Don. Thanks, I appreciate
Jonathan.
It. Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate your grandpa as well.
We have our director of sales, general sales manager, Dave Skopinich. Oh, did I?
Hey there.
Hi. Did I give you the right title?
Any title is fine.
8-8. All right. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Before we get to you, it's 9:50. Yeah.
9:50.
You know, 9:50 is my favorite time of the morning. I love 9:50. 9:50 listeners are the best listeners ever. 9:50. We need to get $3,000 before the end of this hour. Okay? Please call. Call right now. 888-845-1210. 888-845-1210. Please call now. All we need is $3,000 to reach our goal for this hour before 10 o'clock. Please. 888-845-1210. Please call now. Scope.
Hey.
New business incentives you have for us?
We do.
Oh, boy. You're going to give away the store here?
We're going to give away a lot of advertising.
Uh-oh.
Right now. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's a great incentive for all the wonderful business owners who listen to 1210 WPHT every day.
And there's a lot.
And there are a ton. We know that. So this is an opportunity. If you own a business and you donate five, we're going to make this available to three business owners, by the way. So there's a real sense of urgency. If you donate $5,000, we are going to give you a $10,000 advertising campaign on WPHT in 2025.
What?
Yes.
I know Scope, and this is very generous. This is a big deal. This is very generous. So, like, Dawn Stensland, Dom Giordano, somebody could be talking about your business, your company, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to wonder this. Do some of our current advertisers get kind of jealous?
Great question.
You know what I'm saying?
And they will get jealous.
Because we have loyal.
As always, we have some rules.
Yeah.
Rules.
Right? There are some caveats. The advertising must air in 2025.
Okay.
An advertising agency, while we love them, cannot purchase this, cannot do this.
Ah.
Right?
Okay.
And no existing or former WPHD advertisers. We want fresh blood
fresh.
Here, right?
Okay.
We want a new member of Kale & Company.
Yeah.
Today's an exciting day. It's the first day I'm part of the company. This is great. We're at Kale & Company.
You know.
I feel very excited.
You're going to have to fight Steinberg for the fourth box.
Uh-oh.
Right? No, I think. Well, he's out today. It was important enough for me to stay in town today and be here, so I am a part of Kale & Company.
I love it. Ooh, I love it.
Look how jealous Rich is that I'm leaving the Zeoli Army to join Kale & Company.
There's a big
right. Traitor. This is a scandal.
All right. So,
of course, it's always Dom time with me.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Thank
always,
you very much.
Always
waiting
Dom
for that.
Time.
I knew that was coming.
That's why he's the greatest salesman in history.
So all these shows, so all the business owners out there, all these shows with hundreds of thousands of listeners who are engaged. By the way, Greg, are you aware?
Uh-oh.
That your radio station, the audience listens longer than any other radio station in Philadelphia, more than 5 hours a week, the
what?
Average listener. Yes.
What?
Stamina.
Come on.
Yes. That's right, Dawn. That's right.
Oh, my God.
And that's what we
tremendous,
are here.
Tremendous stamina, Dawn.
Let's do this.
Some say it's the most strenuous audience in Philadelphia radio. Many people are saying
Scope
it.
Is definitely going to be in the fourth box on Kale & Company. 6 minutes. Come on. In 6 minutes, we need to get $3,000. If you make a $5,000 donation right now, $10,000 in WPHT.
And I'm going to give you good rates. Like, it's going to be legit. This is not going to be a gouging situation. You're going to get great rates.
Come on. We need this. 6 minutes left. Please. 888-845-1210. You have to call, by the way. You have to call.
888-845-1210.
I think Zioli still on the phones?
He is.
All right. Zioli's on the phones. Call in right now. 888-845-1210 to get $5,000 donation. Gets you $10,000 in WPHT media. Dawn Stensland, Dom Giordano, Nick Kale, Rich Zioli, all of them. Do it right now. $5,000 donation, $10,000 in media.
Are you auctioning off the fourth box?
Scope and I have been friends for 20 years. So
yeah, long time listener.
If he's the fourth, if he's the fourth box, I can't not.
Uh-oh.
I mean, Joey, that's a good. That's a good.
Joey, that's
$5,000 donation. You get $10,000 in WPHD advertising. Come on,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Let's do it. And you know what? One really good side effect. We heard a moment ago about hiring veterans. One great side effect of the Travis Manion Foundation is that the veterans that get involved with the mentorship program, like me, that network for them, that might be the first thing they do after they get out of their service. And that network for them opens them up to opportunities to meet people that could hire them. They could grow a career out of that. I think that's one of the side effects that we don't talk enough about the Travis Manion Foundation is that it's not a place where veterans go to get jobs, but what they can do as in the mentorship program can lead them to really fulfilling careers. And if you're thinking about donating right now and you're wondering, another good reason is this. You might be giving that veteran an opportunity to do something and learn a skill that's going to help them create their next career.
888-845-1210. Please call now. We have four minutes left for this $5,000 donation, $10,000 in WPHD Media. Scope's being very generous, and it's very rare.
It's rare.
Scope and I have some knockdown, drag-out battles sometimes about WPHD.
Because of Travis Manion Foundation. Thanks to you guys. No, thanks to you guys and all the great work you do. Yep. It's inspiring.
100%.
And they're building the nation's character. It's so important.
100%.
Tremendous
Captain.
Work.
I love it. All right, call now, please. Let's reach our $3,000 goal in this hour. We only have 4 minutes left. I don't hear those phones ringing. Come on, 888-845-1210. Or you can always donate online at 1210WPHT.com. By the way, just a couple shout-outs here. David from Effort, PA, donated $50. Thank you, David. Michelle from Lewes, Delaware. She's in sales, and she listens in her car all day around Annapolis, Maryland. So thank you, Michelle, who's listening in her car right now. And Marcus, the guy with all the houses, donated $25. So thank you so much to everybody who donates. You don't have to do a $5,000 donation. You can do a $10 donation, $5 donation. Anything helps right now. Yes, Dom.
Yeah, of course, Greg Stowe, 14 copies.
14?
Come on, that's amazing. You should sell them out. It's disgraceful.
There's never
Letters
been a
better to book. Trump. The collectible coffee table book signed by Don Trump Jr. The Alec Baldwin, the Oprah letters in here alone are worthy of this. $250 gets it for you. 888-845-1210. Do it right now. We will run out of these probably in 15 minutes.
We just ran out of one because William, who's calling from Florida, Bill in Florida bought a Letters to Trump book for $500. Lorraine from Springfield, Woo! Pennsylvania, donated $100. And an anonymous donation in honor of Sergeant Brian Joseph Corbett. Thank you very much, and thank you, sir, for your service. $100 donation. And anything helps, call right now, 888-845-1210. Dave Skopinich, our general sales manager, the head muckety-muck of all sales. $5,000 donation right now will get you $10,000 in WPHT sales.
Wait.
Breaking news.
Get him on the mic. Rob Kalustian.
Let's go, Rob.
General sales manager of WPHT.
Yes.
Hey, Rob.
Sales manager. Yeah, Lena.
So, Dave, we have one sold.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Could we do another? We have another caller on the phone.
We have three. It's available to three businesses.
Can
I get three?
Okay, great.
The first three. The first three. No more than that. Look, guys, inventory is very important. Building the nation's character, important. PhD inventory, more important. I'm joking. All right. The first three. We already have two? This is so effective. Look at this.
Are we making stop sets like 7 minutes long now?
The audience has no idea what a stop set means.
I know, I don't care.
They have no idea what that means.
But listen to the way.
And shouldn't Marcus with all the houses, I don't know, 25? Marcus,
I
call
know.
Back.
Hey,
with
Marcus.
All the houses.
Yeah.
25 per house, Marcus. It's like Monopoly.
Marcus.
Let's go. I love you, Marcus. I'm sorry. I have no idea who you are, so I don't mean to offend.
Hopefully he doesn't have a woman in every house.
We have
hey, listen. All right, well, then we understand why he doesn't have enough money left over for donations. Yeah, keep it.
We have 1 minute to get to $3,000 for this hour. 1 minute. Let's do it right now. 888-845-1210.
Oh, my gosh.
888-845-1210. Please call right now. Donate. Rich Zioli is on the phones. Rob Kalustian, who you just heard from, is on the phones. Nick Minnick is on the phone. We have everybody sitting there waiting, and they're just standing around. So call right now. 888-845-1210. Dawn Stenslin. We
yes.
have Charlie Strange coming up at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we have our Gold Star dad, Charlie Strange, who, we all know and love him in this area. For those of you who are joining us, maybe on YouTube or the Odyssey app
yep.
around the nation. Gold Star dad got to know President Trump, actually, over the campaign. and somebody who's just, I mean, if you know, I text with him all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's like my best friend. I mean, wow. That's
you text with him more than he texts with me. Hey, Don, can you do this for me? I'll go silent for 6 days.
But this is all to benefit the Travis Manion Foundation. But Charlie's, he has so much heart, and I love the guy. So you'll hear from Gold Star Dad, who's really a special, Michael Strange, SEAL Team 6.
888-845-1210, 888-845-1210. For a $5,000 donation right now, gets $10,000 in free advertising on WPHD. You can hear Rich Zioli read it. You can hear Nick Kale read it. You can hear Don Stensler read it. You can hear the Dom Giordano read it. Yes. 888-845-1210. Donate now. We'll be right back.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.